Welcome everyone to today's Office SSA call on the 11th of June. On the call we have Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Mikey O'Connor, and Derek Schweiger. From ICANN staff we have Bart Boswinkel, Patrick Jones, Julie Hedlund, and Christina Nordstrom. Apologies for Mark Custers. And now Jim is also online. Jim Galvin. That's all.
Terrific. So we're all, the gang's all here. Welcome. I think this might be our last ops call before Prague. I'm hoping, anyway. And as I mentioned, I'm under a little bit of time pressure because I have to run another Adobe room at the top of the hour. So I'm going to try and push us through this agenda fairly quickly. What's on the screen right now is the milestones, and I think we're done. I think the report is done. I think the slide deck is pretty close. Jürgen and I have been going back and forth just a little bit about a couple of things on the slide deck, but I think we're pretty close on all that stuff. I think our Prague meeting plan is in pretty good shape, and I put Bart's email about the wrap-up cycle on our agenda, so we can take a quick look at that. So that's kind of the plan. I'm going to just push us right along. Jürg, I've done a new version of the graphics. I think I know what's causing that goofy problem. Jürg ran into the same problem that Warren did, which is that when you look at this little graphic here, everywhere in the report, the top row is gibberish, and I think that I figured out why. So
cool.
I'll post a new version to the wiki, Jürg, and then if you could pull it down and check me, that would be terrific.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much, Mikey. Would you want me to do it straight ahead or just after the call?
It'll have to be after the call. I haven't pushed it up yet.
Right.
I'll send you a note when I get it up there. I kind of ran out of daylight this morning, so probably be a couple hours before I get it pushed up because it's a gigantic file.
All right. Will do. Thanks anyway.
Terrific. Now, Jürg also raised a couple of other really interesting questions. Let me go to the update deck. I think the...
Why is it always me?
Always
feeling
you.
Guilty.
You know, everybody, everybody's got their job, and this is your job. I would be shocked if there wasn't something like this. And it's a good question. So, it all works. So the big question is, that word, the risk assessment, and Jürg raised an interesting question, which is, should that word be the, or should it be a risk assessment? And let me spin down.
Should I state my case? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, why don't you carry on.
So let me state my case then. So Jürg, for the transcript record, I wasn't too sure what the scope of our risk assessment might be, and I can remember that we've been discussing a lot whether going fast or going deep and how long this working group is going to last. And complete the risk assessment to me conveys the impression that this very working group is going to go on and on and on, and that we are in the position to conduct a complete risk assessment towards going deep into all the scenarios we figured out so far, or someone might figure out. And this seems to be so much of an ongoing story that I would just want to make the point and ask the question if it wouldn't be a nice thing just to say we do a risk assessment, giving us the opportunity to go deep into five of them, go deep into probably even more, but do set for ourselves, or being able to do set for ourselves a restricting timeline so that this working group has not to go on forever and ever, since we promised to do otherwise in some meeting.
I really don't want to go on forever and ever.
Same here, that's why.
So here's sort of the way that we've left it in our conversation, and I've thrown it up on the screen. It was sort of my impression that what we would do is we would do a first one to really work
mm-hmm.
out our tools and so on and so forth. And then we would do the remaining four and then stop. I agree. I don't think we want to add any more to these. And I think this then plays into your other question, which is, so how is this broadening participation going to work? And
right.
I had a pretty silly answer in the email, but the short version is, I don't know. But I was thinking that you know, it would be a good thing for us to finish at least another pass through the five. That we could limit the time commitment in several ways. We could either just set ourselves a date and say, we're going to be done with all this by, and then put a date in there. So that we don't leave ourselves open to being on a forever and ever death march. But I was thinking that we would go through the five of them at some level of further detail than we are now. But I'm seeing that, you know, we're getting a fair amount of, I see Jim agreeing with Bart, but I don't see Bart's comment. I'm looking in the chat, sorry, for those of you listening to the transcript.
I think he's referring to our discussion, because
yeah.
It's a topic, A or B risk assessment.
Oh, but he's really agreeing with Jorg, not Bart, on that. Maybe that's what's fooling me.
That's what, yeah, I didn't write it, but I agree
yeah.
with Jorg.
I'm sorry, I was reacting to the fact that Bart was speaking, and you're right. I got it wrong. My apologies, folks. But you figured out what I meant. It's okay.
Sure, good speaking. Not far. Okay, so I'm fine with backing that down. Because I too, am getting pretty weary of this, and would just as soon have a way out. This goes along with the modification to the scope statement in the report, where we gave ourselves some wiggle room in terms of drawing a line on this. So I yield to that. I may have to sort of run through. Let me take an action to sort of harmonize all that stuff. I don't want to do it on the call, but I'll take a look at the report and these slides and just see if there's something that needs to change to sort of accommodate that. The other question that that Jorg raised was this notion of broadening participation. And again, I left it pretty undefined. Is that okay, or... Bart's got a pretty cool hedge. That's an even better... I like ambiguity in these situations. Just take the modifier out altogether. Cool.
Yeah, and do it the same with methodology and framework.
Oops.
Because it is the framework and methodology defined by the working group.
Yeah. Yep, yep. That way we don't get tangled in the parallel processes that are going on, like the one from the board. So I like that one. It's a great catch. Can I leave it vague down there at the end, Jorg, about broadening participation, and then we figure that out as we go? Because I really don't know. I think we're going to have to feel our way through that.
Yeah, once again, this reminds me of, if we're talking about broadening participation, that might just create an illusion that we being conducting in an assessment that is going on and on and on, and for sure we love, or we would love to have somebody else participating in it, but nevertheless we are the one carrying the work away. So as this shouldn't be conveyed, I would just love to see something over there like, not a gorgeous idea yet. Disseminating our results or whatever.
Let me take I know where you're going.
Okay.
I think broadening participation is just the wrong words.
Feel free.
So let me do the same thing on that. I'll go through the report on these slides again. Because what I could do, if you look down in the tiny little text, which you probably can't read, make it a little bigger. What we're really talking about is testing out those tools a little bit, reducing cycle time, et cetera, et cetera, getting them ready for broader participation or broader use. But maybe not us. Because we really do have to wrap this up. We're wearing everybody out, I think. And so I'll take an action to fix that. You'll just have to trust me. Anything else on the report, the slide deck, the one-pager? I do want to just quickly point out the executive summary for those of you who didn't read it. I've gone through and written a very terse, it's very hard to summarize this report in a few pages. So basically, it's just all bullets all the time. I took the pictures and dragged them up into the executive summary to sort of tease people into reading more of the report. And then didn't try to describe much of the actual content. You know, I'd say, well, we defined the scope of the DNS. If you want to know what we said, you have to read the report. Because if I tried going any deeper than that, the executive summary starts to get as long as the report. So unless something like that drives you crazy, the nice thing about this is that it's only 3 pages long. And it gives people a sense of what's in the report. But it doesn't really tell them the findings. They have to read it, because there's too much nuance in there to summarize in an executive summary. So here's whether, you know, this is probably a better way to think about the future, this new stuff that I wrote, York. What do you think of this, where we don't really commit to finishing the risk assessment.
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, okay. I'll take this as the model and drive it in. I wrote this much later, and so I already had your...
But sure, this is going to drive us in, or
yeah, this is going to drive us into a discussion about a follow-up initiative on the unlucky DNS cert. So this is just the relation I see. If you do propose a thing like that, some people might come up with, okay, they try to establish a new DNS cert initiative within ICANN. So that might be worrisome for some guys.
Yeah, and I think that's why I left it as vague or, you know, as it is that there's an awful lot of writing in the report about the scope of what we're doing and the context of it. You know, if you think back to these pictures, especially this one, and the need to sort of figure out who is in this, you know, this picture of the edge core glue, it's a whole lot of people. And so hopefully all that discussion will calm people down, because certainly it can't be just ICANN. Either ICANN, the corporation, or ICANN, the community. It's just too hard. Anyway, I'll take a spin through that. That was the only other thing in the report that really changed in a substantive way, is that I jammed this in after we had our call on Thursday. So I just wanted to drag you guys through that real quick before we published it. Okay. Anything else on the materials? I think we're darn close. The question I have for you, the staff folks, is how do we publish this? Is there, you know, in the GNSO, I kind of know how that works. I'd hand it off to Glenn, and magic would happen, and it would get out into the stream of stuff. But I don't know quite how that works with one of these cross-constituency ones. Anybody got any bright ideas about that?
Hi, Mikey, this is Julie. So you're asking about how to post the slides?
Well, it's mostly the slides and the report.
Yeah, the slides and the report. Well, there's you know, obviously the wiki is one place. The other place is I can take the final version of each, and they should be posted is on the node for the node for that actual meeting, you know, the link on the ICANN schedule. Sorry for the background noise here. And so I can do that. Basically what I do is send it to our web admin folks, and then they get the posting up.
Okay.
That's one, and as an alternative, say I will post it on the, or have it posted, or Christina can do this because she's on the call anyway, on the, say, web pages of the working group, and we'll place an announcement on the CCNSO website. And I think it would be good if each of the co-chairs would send a, or I can do that and send it, say, a draft to the co-chairs, so they can inform their own communities that it is posted.
Right. I could, like, I can let the SAC know, you know,
where
for
find
my,
it. Yeah.
Right. And so my only question is, you know, it sounded like there were a few more changes to the slides. I know the report is the consensus version. Is that, you know, at what point are we at the final of these things that I can go ahead and get them posted?
Let me send that signal. What I'll do is polish this off and then create a final non-redline version and post that to the wiki.
Yeah, and or send it to the Ops DSSA.
I'm hesitant to send anything to the list because this file is now almost 15 megabytes. It's a pretty big file. And so I've been tending to push it to the wiki. I can, and then I'll send a note to the to Ops list letting you all know that it's up there.
And then we have it posted, say at different places.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
works for me, Mikey.
Okay. That's what
and
we'll
then, do. And then if the co-chairs inform their own communities that, say, once we have it posted, we'll inform the Ops DSSA so they can inform their own communities.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a plan. Should be a couple of days. Should be really soon. I just need to sort of spin through one last time and work these, you know, these last changes in, but they're pretty minor. And so look for them either today or, you know, tomorrow or the next day, I would expect. Okay. I don't know if we have any more Prague meeting planning to do. I'm feeling like we're sort of on the beam there. Is there anything that we need to do that you meeting folks can think of that we've missed?
Becky, may I interrupt you for just a short question concerning the report?
Yeah.
So, Jörg for the transcript. you said you just want to polish and then it's more or less ready. Does that include that those guys writing parts of the dependencies had been going through them and they look shiny as well?
I think I'm going to punt the appendices for Prague. It's just too hard to get another big document done in this kind of time. And, you know, the appendices are really for us. So what I was going to do is sort of brutally chop the appendices down so that they basically only have larger versions of the pictures and chop out the sections that had any content other than that. So, for example, on the I think you had some comments, Jörg, about the language in the example scenarios.
True.
I'm going to just chop those out. I wasn't going to try and go through an editorial review on those because we're just out of time on that. So the only thing that's really in the appendices now is the is larger versions of the pictures so that people can read them. And
okay.
That's about it. So there's no, you know, I was going to do a background material section, and it's just gigantic. So I think I'm going to just drop that off for now. And we'll, you know, we're going to have a final report that'll have this one and the last one, and by then I'll have the appendix in shape.
Okay, fine by me.
Okay. Any meeting tips? We've got a one pager. Everybody okay with the one pager? Let me show you that real quick. I thought we could. Not up. Hang on.
Sounds good.
No updates. Thank you very much. Not now. Sorry. So I built a little one-page thing that I thought we could just get a bunch printed and leave them somewhere. Could I, you know, first of all, could you, these are just three of the interesting graphics. I'm thinking this is a teaser more than anything else. People will go, what is this? And then they'll look for us and say, what are you talking about? Well, glad you asked. Go off and talk to people. And unless people are dismayed by this, I think it would be really helpful if somebody on the staff could take the action to sort of make sure that a bunch of these got printed and stuck in a rack somewhere, sort of like we did in wherever it was that we did that. Does that make sense? Yeah, Jim's got the right question. The last time we had a slot in their booth, the chat is sort of running along the right lines. I was thinking that we would just have a pile of them in the booth and that people could keep a stack handy and that people could pick them up as they went by. Is that feasible?
Well, this is Julie. We really don't, staff is just not really going to be able to like keep making copies and going back and replenishing them. It's just too wild of a time in the meetings to you know, have anybody who can do that. So, you know, we can do an initial stack, but, you know, when they're gone, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to like, oh, we need more, let's go make more, let's bring some more, you know, it's just too crazy. So, and the booth is kind of a, yeah, the booth people do not do that, Jim. I see your comment. No. The people at the booth are volunteers to get people checked in. They're not going to be, you know, there's the materials in the bags, but the booth people are not there to, you know, put out materials and keep track of them and that sort of thing. So, you know, we can put a set out to start with if there's space. I have no idea what the booth looks like. I don't know what kind of space there will be there. So we might have to kind of play that by ear.
Any chance of getting it into people's bags?
No, no. I'm sorry. This has come up before with other materials. That all would have had to have happened basically ages ago. They staged those materials pretty early on and shipped them over early on because of the fact that there's, you know, it's a lot of materials. They have to be shipped separately. And they're also very, they're, you know, you can't, it's hard to get stuff into those. You know, to get approval to get stuff in. You can't just say, oh, please, can you add this? It has to be approved as material to go into the swag bags.
So I think Jim's on the right track. Could we get somebody to print a pretty big pile of these things and leave them in a box under the table at the booth?
Well, we can if there is space on the table and if the meetings people will let us do that. I'll have to check, but it's, the tables really aren't set up. I mean, it depends on the venue and how big the tables are and how much space there is, but they're not, you know, there may be space or there may not be. I'm sorry to be cagey about it, but I've seen some setups at meetings where there's, you know, there's almost no space at the table, you know, and it's very chaotic, and other places maybe where there's more space. So until I get there, it's hard for me to say.
But we could use the same, this is Bart, we could use the same methodology as we used at the previous meeting, is share them when the update is provided to the SOs and ACs, have some copies in the room.
Well, right. I mean, that's obviously much easier to do because we do have space in the rooms, and we, you know, certainly can do that again. And I see your comment, Jim. Everything that goes up in the booth has to be approved, so I'd have to talk to meeting folks and find out whether or not we could be approved to put our materials in the racks. I don't know how that's governed. I don't know who runs that and who decides what goes in a rack or not.
I'm pretty good pals with Nancy Lupiano. Is she the person that runs all that?
I don't know if it would specifically be Nancy.
I could get to Nancy.
Well, I know Nancy very, very well, Mikey. I'm just very hesitant to burden her with this right now. When I get there and I get a chance to look at the booths and see what kind of space there is and talk to Nancy and see if there's a way that we can just put something in a box or put something in a stand. But until I see it, you know, I think it's, you know, going to be hard to say.
This is Bart again. So you have another issue. If you just share it without any context, say, especially for newcomers who see the say DSSA for the first time, it's very confusing. I would say if you say that was, at least that's my experience, it was very helpful for people to, say this captures the real core of the work of the DSSA if they have the presentations and have this as a reminder. Just sharing it like this as a leaflet, probably you see most of them back in dustbins.
So, Yeah, we could certainly do what Jim is suggesting, which is we could put the one pager in the meeting node.
Yeah.
Well, yes, obviously we can put the one pager there and the and any of the material
and all that stuff. Jim?
Yeah, that's easy enough to do. And Bart, you know, with respect to the newcomers, it depends on whether or not what that space is like too, and whether or not there'll be.
Sorry, Julie, that's not what I meant.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's what I meant is, if you
hang on, guys, let's let Jim get a word in edgewise here. He's been patient. His hand raised.
It's okay. I think everybody's got something useful to say here, so I'm waiting patiently because we've got all kinds of good stuff coming out. But as long as I'm talking, so the one pager should have our meeting date and time on it, so anybody who grabs it knows how to come find us, right? Somewhere up in there. So need time and location. We got to figure out what that is and add it up there. I understand Julie's hesitation. You know, I mean, these meetings are pretty structured and formal at one level, and so we have to make sure that she has the appropriate opportunity to ask for approval to make certain things happen. So I think that we should just take that as something which has to happen, and what I was asking in here is, can we just focus on what we can do, given that we have approval, you know, can we do these things? And one is, can we put it in the booth? Two is, obviously each of us can bring it to our individual SOAC meetings and have a few handy. And three, if we do put it in the booth, then any one of us, as we're walking by the booth, we have to take a look and see if it's there, because as Julie said, they won't refill the booth, the slots in the booth. And given that they won't, you know, we sort of have to take on doing that. As we walk by, if it's not there, we have to be willing to reach under the table, grab a few more, and stick them up in the rack. And then I'm not sure who was just having another suggestion there about York, who asked the question here in the chat room about does the GNSO Council receive any printed info pack? Oh, no, it was Olivier. And I gather you were going down the path of saying, why can we get a slot in there? Can we just get our paper added to their pack? Anyway, that's what I wanted to say, so I just wanted to call this question out. Thank you.
And I'll just note, Jim, that no, the GNSO does not get a pre-printed pack. If there's a specific thing that they, you know, piece of paper they need to look at during their meetings, usually they're printed up and provided just during that session. So, you know, and even then, most of the time these things are just sent to them electronically and made available, you know, with their materials on their, on the site where they, you know, they all the materials reside for their meetings, as opposed to, you know, printing them out.
Okay, so I am not sure where we're at this point.
Well, Wyke, this is Julie. I think I have the action to check with meetings and see what our options are with respect to the booth. And certainly we can, when we get there, we can make, you know, lots of copies. And Jim's suggestion about adding the location and time and whatnot to the one pager, did you want to do that, or do you want to ship it on to me and have me do it? How would you like that done?
The one pager. I tell you what. I'll I think the one pager is out on the wiki already. And so why don't you? Let's see. Did I? Hang on a minute. I tell you what, Julie. I'll get the one pager to you. I can't remember if I sent it to the wiki as a PDF or not. So I'll send the PowerPoint file to you and let you stick in the date and time stuff. Okay. And then I tell you what, why don't you send me the date and time, Julie, and then I'll put it in the one pager, because that way it'll go up on the wiki. And
sure, it's actually in the notice that I sent out of the times, but I'll send you just that specific time.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then I'll just push that up to the wiki. That way it's all in one place. Cool. All right. So if people wanted to take a stack of these to their respective updates, looks like Olivier is going to get a set printed for his meeting. If I wanted a stack for the GNSO meeting, could that be accommodated somehow? I haven't got a real good way to...
Yeah, you know, the GNSO Council update is going to happen during the Council meeting, and generally we don't print out all the items that the GNSO Council goes over in that, you know, in their agenda for that, because all of those are available online. So what I would do is send the one-pager to Glenn and have Glenn post it in the meeting materials for the GNSO Council, and that way they would have access to it ahead of the meeting.
Yeah, and I think that actually the, all three of these, the slide deck, the report, and the one-pager probably need to find their way into the right node. The GNSO update's on Wednesday afternoon. It's the big public one. And I'm just thinking it would be useful for people in the room. But maybe that's just pushing it too hard. I don't know. I don't want to lose a whole lot of sleep on this one. Okay. Yeah, cost cutting. That's me. Do it in bits instead of paper, I suppose. I'm going to move on then to Bart's email about the wrap up stuff. Unless we have. Other stuff on Prague. Oh, dear. Hang on a minute while I dredge up Bart's email. I thought I had it queued there. Oh, fine. There we go. What Bart's got is a new version of the charter, which I will post in the right place. And the he's tracked down the various times when the ACs and SOs approved it, which is fantastic. And then highlighted one little... Are those square brackets yours, Bart, or were those actually in the draft charter? And
they were in the draft charter.
Ah, okay, so we just get to decide this.
Yeah, either you or the SO and AC chair. Say the SOs and ACs themselves. That's a bit of a question.
Yeah, okay.
So this wasn't the draft.
Huh. Let's see.
Yeah, we can decide it, and then it's fine, but...
Yeah, it's just left open.
Yeah.
Well, and then the question is, do we want to do it after this report, or do we want to wait until the second phase report is done and then do it all at the same time? My inclination is to wait and do it all at once.
Yeah, there is no rush in doing it. Say the real rush, or not real rush, is getting the updated, or say having the draft, the word draft removed from the version which is now on the website.
Yeah. So why don't we just decide? Why don't we say within 1 month? It seems reasonable to me. Anybody got any huge objection to that? Oops, not there. Sorry. I thought I had that highlighted. Do you want to go ahead and take this part, or do you want to?
Yes, I think 1 month is depends on, say, so if you would submit it at the end of a meeting, and these are just logistical stuff, say, after a Thursday meeting of the DSSA, then I know the GNSO and at least the CCNSO Council won't meet for at least a month. So that's
I see what you mean. Yeah. So this is a
the logistical issue. Maybe make it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I like as soon as possible. Let's do that.
So what I'll do is I'll have this one posted on the DSSA website, and then we can put it into the wiki as well.
Oh yeah, and could you take that and then just send me an email that says it's done.
I will inform the Ops DSSA.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Let's carry on. I'm assuming we might be able to take a week off since we're awfully close to done. Does anybody feel like we need yet another Ops DSSA meeting before Prague? Olivier, go ahead. Oh, you're muted.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. I'm not going to be able to make it next week anyway. I'm traveling, so impossible for me in any case.
Oh, let's take it a week off. It seems only fair. All right, so Christina, if you could circulate a quick note to the list canceling next week's meeting.
Absolutely.
That would be terrific, and then we'll meet in Prague, Jörg's in too. Last chance, you know. Okay, well, that's it for me. Anything else on people's minds that we need to cover before we wrap this up? All right. Well, I'll see you all in Prague, and we'll carry the message far and wide. Christina, I think you can wrap up the call. That's it for me. I'm going to head on to my next Adobe Connect call. So it was great visiting with you all, and see you in a few weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. All right, Mikey. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.